It's showtime.
Podcast about reality television and friendship, in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. My name's Jake Scheidel. This is the show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jake. You know, we've all packed on a few pounds, you know, the holidays, you know, eating a bunch of turkey.
Eating good in the neighborhood, as they say. I just had made myself a turkey sandwich with the leftover turkey that my aunt gave me, so doing pretty good this afternoon. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. We repeated our yearly tradition of of trading places.
Of swapping states.
Yeah. Just two ships passing.
Quite literally. Yeah, when you told me you had taken a bus down, I was like, we could have been on the same bus. But no, we did the exact same thing.
No, we absolutely could not have been on the same bus.
You took a bus here, and I took a bus there, and then...
It's a cat-dog bus. It goes both ways at the same
time. Hell yeah. Yeah, and then my parents also drove me home, as did yours. Man, Thanksgiving. Quite the day, huh?
Where did you guys end up going for dinner? You mentioned, you texted me to say that your parents and you were going to dinner.
Yeah, we went to this place called RJ Grunts.
What?
Yeah, you've heard of it.
This sounds like a made-up restaurant.
Doesn't it? If you're ever in Chicago, it's near Lincoln Park Zoo.
I've never been to Chicago.
No, but you have been to Glencoe, Illinois.
I have, yeah. That's where the movie Risky Business takes place.
Who gives a shit?
Also, according to my aunt and uncle, Khalil Mack just bought a house there.
Well, you know what movie takes place in Chicago, Illinois? Fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So, other movies.
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The two best movies of all time. That's what my Tinder profile says. RJ Grunts, though, is a American-style pub eatery.
I like that they have to specify that it is an American-style pub.
Oh, that's my...
You should never have to specify that when you're in America.
That was my wording. I don't know if they ever actually said that explicitly, but it's 100% the menu is just like eight different burgers, and they swap out one topping on each burger. And it's like, this is a different thing. That's why it's a dollar more. And it's like...
Sure.
Okay.
Was it any good, though?
Well...
How many stars are you giving it?
Let me just tell you my favorite detail about this place. So it's like all like 70s inspired. Like they played all music from like the 60s and 70s, and like they had Woodstock tickets on the wall and everything.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. There were a bunch of old pictures, and my mom said, "Who are all these women?" And I said, "I think they're all the same white woman." And then we looked at the pictures and we're like, "Yeah, I think that's true. I was joking, but I think that might be true." And the menus, this is my favorite detail, look like they were drawn from Mad Magazine. So that's fun. I got a burger.
Was the burger called the What Me Worry?
There was a burger called the Yowza Burger. I know that.
Oh, boy. Did you choose this place?
I did, because I walked by it the other day, and I was like, and my parents were staying nearby it, so
this
I was
doesn't
like,
seem real.
Yeah. And my dad was like, where do you want to go for dinner? Where would you suggest? And I was like, there's this one place I just passed the other day that is just somebody's name that doesn't sound like a real name, so let's go there. And I'm like, okay.
It was an easy sell.
Yeah. But the burger was surprisingly good.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a shame to have to endure all of the weird frills there if the food wasn't any good.
Yeah. It looked like an Applebee's, like a very kitschy Applebee's, but it like recognized that it was a very kitschy Applebee's and went full force into that. And
yeah, it becomes more endearing when there's like an actual foundation for the thing.
It was great. I would actually highly suggest it. The food was very good. They made some homemade chips that they called fries for some reason, because it's an American pub. And it was good. They had beer.
What? No way.
I know.
At a restaurant?
Would highly suggest RJ Grunts. I'd give it 3.5 stars out of 5.
How many grunts out of 5 would you give it?
That many. Hey, Thomas, did you watch Survivor David versus Goliath last night?
I may have. It's fitting that you talk about burgers.
Oh, yeah, because they won that in the reward. That's fun. This episode was called Breadth First Search. I don't like it. Probably my least favorite of the season.
No, not a huge fan.
But it was said
fan.
By your favorite guy, Christian. Okay, so we start off at camp. Davey addresses the tribe by saying, "The game has evolved. I think we can respect each other's gameplay without taking it personally." I thought that was a good thing to say. Like, yeah. Hey, yeah, I know I did this.
You shouldn't take that stuff absolutely personally. Not. Unless it's like someone that it's horribly betraying.
Yeah,
you.
And it,
you know, if it's the opposing people like playing, you shouldn't.
Yeah, they won the battle, but not the war in Goliath terms, militaristic terms, as Angelina likes to say. Allison, Kara, and Alec talk about their next move. Allison is worried about a secret advantage.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Alec says that Mike White held them back a bit. I don't know why he said that.
Yeah, how?
Because he's going to be the first Goliath out once it's only Goliaths. And they...
I mean, yeah, probably.
Dan is sitting alone elsewhere on the beach and is sad.
No! That was extremely funny. He literally... Alec said in reference to him... He's just sitting there thinking, and then I really, really badly, when they cut to him, wanted him to say, "Do you think girls like to cheat like guys do?"
He was smoking a joint over there by himself.
Yeah.
That stuff will kill
you. You know that stuff will mess with your head.
It's true. Don't smoke weed. That's what I'm saying here. RJ grunts,
yeah,
pretty good.
I didn't do that this weekend
Me
at
neither.
All.
I almost did. When you were like, "Hey, I'm actually leaving a day early," I was going to text my drug dealer and be like, "Can I buy some drugs?" Because that's how I do it. And he said nothing because I didn't end up texting him because I didn't feel like going to his place. Good story.
We love it.
You ever, like, want to buy weed because you have to clean your room and then realize that walking to get the weed will just be boring so you don't do it? I'm too lazy to be a stoner. Where were we? Oh, Dan is sitting alone, crying. Not crying. Was he crying? He was sad. Then he complains to Kara, and she says, "Dan is holding me at a certain stage of the game." Womp, womp, womp. What does that mean? Nothing. It means nothing.
It doesn't really mean much.
In the reward challenge, they split into teams of five and run through some obstacles, collect some tiles, unlock a combination lock, and then solve a snake puzzle. The winning team gets, as we already mentioned in our RJ Grunts conversation, burgers. Love burgers. I love
Delicious.
A burger.
The Grunts Authority will be there.
The winning team is Alec, Dan, Davey, Kara, and Mike White. Angelina cries over the option of veggie burgers in a talking head and says it's so stupid to cry over veggie burgers. Thomas, can you say, winner's edit? Sounds like a winner's edit to me. That's the second reference she's made to being a vegetarian, and as we all know, vegetarians are more sympathetic characters. So... she's going to win. You know who's not going to win? John Morrison. John Morrison is not going to win. You know why? Because he got voted out.
I mean, he can't.
He got voted out already.
It would be very difficult for him to win, seeing as he cannot.
He might win Heroes versus Villains, too. We can hold out hope for that.
It's what we all want. I think
honestly,
we can all agree on that.
Season 40 better fucking be Heroes versus Villains, too. If they're not doing it, quit the show.
No more.
If I get cast on Survivor and I ask one of the producers while on set, "Hey, is season 40 going to be Heroes versus Villains 2? And they say no, I'm quitting the show right then and there. Even if it's Final Tribal Council.
I like how you say quitting the show, yeah. like you're on
if I'm cast on it and they tell me in the 39 days I'm on the island that Heroes vs. Villains 2 is not happening, I will quit right then and there. I don't think that's a very strong stance to take. I think everyone agrees with me. Wouldn't you do the same thing, Thomas?
Many, many people are saying
you're,
it.
You're hearing it more and more.
You really
you hear
do
it
hear
and
it.
You keep hearing it.
Many are saying.
Okay. Gabby says,
And I say this every day.
If Heroes vs. Villains 2 doesn't happen, I am getting cast on the show only to quit. Because I'm mad about it. It's such a good theme. Apparently, they don't want to repeat themes for All-Stars seasons, but they fucking should. If Game Changers had been called All-Stars 2, it probably would have been a better season. I'm just saying. Now they're not going to do Second Chance again because of that. It was another good season.
Hey now, you're All-Stars. Get your game on. Outwit. Outplay.
Okay, that's fine. Gabby says now would be a prime time for Allison to make a big move and blindside the Goliaths, and that taking out Dan would be a game-changing move. Yeah.
That was the name of one of the seasons one time.
Yeah, also known as All-Stars 2 or All-Stars 5? Was that the fifth All-Stars season? Unimportant. Kara calls Dan a liability to her game and wants her, Allison, and Alec to be the first Goliaths to make an alliance with the Davids. You think that hasn't already happened, Kara? You're already 3 votes into the merge? You think people haven't switched sides already?
I mean, they have, but nobody's ever really formed an alliance. They immediately splintered back off into Davids and Goliaths.
Is everybody in the Strike Force 6 still in it after this? I think so, right?
Yeah, but they're not, like, an alliance anymore.
They're not, specifically, but they could all come back together after they cut the fat, so to say.
It would be difficult for them to do that, because they're gonna weed out all of the other... They're gonna have to turn on each other, like, way too soon for that to really be a strong alliance.
I don't know. There's 10 people left after this merge. The Strike Force is...
Yeah, and you can't have an alliance of 6 people.
Yeah, but you could get the other 4 out, and then your final 6, and perfect.
Yeah, that never... Nobody... Yeah, that always stays together. Nobody ever realizes they're on the bottom of alliance and tries to make a move.
Like, it's a totally different game once you get to final 6. Like, I think it could happen.
I don't know. The fact that we are having this conversation means I don't think it was that ridiculous a statement.
I think the numbers are in the favor of the Strike Force 6 if they choose to take advantage of that is another question.
Kara, or Kara, as she likes to be called.
Kara, not Maria. Then she tells...
Kara Mariah.
I love that song. You know the song that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Jake, you've heard the version of this. I'm assuming you mean All I Want for
That's
Christmas
the one.
Is You. You've heard the version of that where somebody converted it to a MIDI file. You know, you're aware
yes,
of what a
of
MIDI
course.
File is, like, yes. music-wise, right? And then converted it back to an MP3.
I don't think I've heard this.
Oh, boy, dude, it is one of the best terrible things that's
ever
happened.
I would pull it up right now, but I feel like that would kind of ruin it, just playing it off my computer. Like, the sound quality would...
You could always close the show with it.
Oh, I've already got a plan to close the show for
all
Christmas.
Right. Well...
So... Just wait. It's really good. I'm glad this came up because I didn't want to spring it on people unexpectedly, but the closing song for our Christmas episode is very good. Kara, not Maria. Kara, what did you call her? Kara Mariah?
Yeah.
Kara Mariah tells them about Dan's second idol. Alex says that they will blindside Dan. Allison isn't sure she's ready to make a move yet because she's got a security blanket with the Goliaths. Hey, Thomas, do you want to know how I spelt blanket in my notes, apparently?
Blankit.
No, That would make sense. I spelled it B-L-K-A-N-K-E-T.
Oh,
I don't know
no.
what happened there.
Well, yeah. How did you do that?
I would think I was typing it out on my phone. Oh no, this was I was typing this out on the bus to Kalamazoo on Thursday. So
I see.
The screen was covered slightly by my notebook notes. I don't know, have we talked about my note-taking procedure on this show? Does that sound interesting?
Apparently not enough.
I'll write the notes in my notebook as I'm watching it, and then I'll transcribe it into the Word document to make it easier to read during the recording. That's it. Okay, Davy and the rest of the Davids go idol hunting at dawn before the Goliaths wake up. As the sun rises, they stop, except for Christian, who goes and finds an idol. You were pretty happy about that, right? You love that guy.
I loved it. It was good. I definitely
liked
it.
The Big Bang Theory, which is your favorite.
He's very much like that. Oh, we've already had that, okay?
The Big Bang Theory?
We already had Young Sheldon.
Yeah. How long do you think Young Sheldon will run?
400 years. I mean, it can only run so long, right? I mean, I guess they could... Yeah.
Okay, here's what I want to see happen with Young Sheldon, and now I'm totally invested in the success of this show. I want Young Sheldon to run at least up to the point when Big Bang Theory started, and then they just recreate episodes of the Big Bang Theory.
That sounds great. It's like the end of... it's like how the end of Rogue One leads directly into the beginning of... Of A New Hope.
I need to rewatch Rogue One because I watched it with a friend who talks a lot, so I missed all of the audio of that movie. But I've heard it's good. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know that you need to rewatch it.
I would like
good.
To rewatch it, okay? Okay?
We'd all like to do a lot of things, Jake.
At the immunity challenge, they have to balance three balls across a beam and then roll the balls across the snake-shaped maze. There are a lot of snake imagery this season. Have you noticed that? That's two challenges in a row with a snake obstacle.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Do you think it's because of the Bible? Because there was a snake in the Bible?
Yeah, I think it's of the devil, and I think that they need Jesus, is what I'm getting from this.
I would like there to be a temptation challenge, because I know David vs. Goliath was not a temptation-based story, but there was a story about temptation in the Bible, and there was a snake involved in that one. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
It's a good point.
Alec leaps over the first obstacle in the ball balancing portion, and then everybody else high steps through it, and Jeff yells, "That's how you win a challenge on Survivor," and then he does win. So, spoiler alert from Jeff. Okay, let's get back to camp now. Kara, Mariah... says it's hard to take out Dan because she cares about him as a person. She needs the Davids so she can split the vote between Dan and Angelina. Nick tells the...
Between D'Angelina.
D'Angelina! How did we not say that before? Probably because they didn't work together a lot and hated each other. Nick tells the rest of the Davids about his steal a vote. Christian tells them about his idol, and Carl tells them about the idol nullifier. And they... bond. This show's all about people bonding.
This show is all about bondage.
I have to guess that you said that with the intent of that being the episode title, and right now it's a front runner. Okay, let's get into the wildlife shots. Okay, as we mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of snakes, and one of them was an actual snake. So that's cool. There's some sort of heron that we see a lot.
Yeah, we like that.
What?
I said, yeah, we like that.
We like snakes?
Yeah, remember when I said earlier that I didn't like it? Well, guess what? I was lying. Maybe I'm a snake.
Ooh! This island, this podcast is made up of rats and snakes, and there's the black tip shark. There's a beetle, which I believe to be the giant Fijian longhorned beetle. Something I looked up on a Greyhound bus and was made very uncomfortable. It's one of the largest insects in the world at 15 centimeters. That's too big. They have powerful...
You know what? You know what part of that is the shark?
What?
You know what part? You're talking about the black-tipped shark?
No, I'm talking about the giant Fijian longhorned beetle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was gonna... I took too long to make my joke about how the part of the shark is just the tip.
Okay. They have powerful jaws, and when threatened, they hiss by expelling air from under their wings. That's fun. They'll deposit their eggs into host trees. The larva is a delicacy. They are an adult after 12 years. So there aren't many adults because the larva gets scooped up.
Yeah, for a bug?
Yeah. As of 2002, they are not considered endangered. So that's good news. You want to get into this tribal council, Thomas?
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was a good one. Dan says...
A lot of good tribal councils this season, yeah, I gotta say.
It's almost as if this season has been quite good. Dan says it's smarter to work with people you know. Mike says that no one wants to be seen as a traitor. Gabby pleads to the Goliaths who are on the bottom. She says, let us help you not be on the bottom anymore. Fair argument. Jeff tells them it's time to vote, but Nick stops him and tells him that he is stealing Allison's vote. As they vote, Dan whispers to Kara Mariah, asking if he should use his idol on Allison. Which would be so stupid. Dan's so dumb.
He's, yeah. Remember all of the asides where he's like, I'm such a good player. I'm so good. No one's playing this game better than me.
I can't believe how well I'm doing.
The minute that he got any attention from an opposing team...
He gets blindsided two tribal councils in a row. Fantastic.
Went down like a cheap suit.
Then Jeff... plays the idol for himself after they vote. That's good for him. Feeling pretty confident. Then Jeff pulls out the idol nullifier, which has been played against Dan.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic. So they vote... Christian, Angelina, Dan. So Dan goes home. Angelina has received at least one vote at every one of the last four tribal councils, and she's still surviving. Which cannot be said about your guy, can it? No. Your guy gets the votes? Oh, bye. Bye, John. Sorry. Angelina, though? Keeps getting hit, keeps getting back up. Knock me down 10 times, I'll get up 11. You know, like that song.
Yeah, like that song. The thing that they say in the song.
I get knocked down 10 times.
I get
times,
back up 11 up again. 11. Ain't ever going to knock me down an 11th time.
All right, Thomas. Let's get into these points. You said that the reward would either be a weird bar or some steak. It was neither.
It did involve beef, Kara so, did. You know. I'm not asking for the point, I'm just saying I wasn't that far off.
You weren't far off, but you weren't far on either. You got a point, though, for Kara receiving the not weird bar or steak, so that's a point for you. And that's all the points for you. You got 23 points now. I got a point for Angelina surviving another tribal council like a fucking cockroach. Love her. She's the best. I got a point for burgers.
Oh, you did say burgers. I couldn't remember if you did or not.
I did.
Good for you.
Thank you. I only got 2 points this week. So I'm at 20. You're at 23. You're Michael Jordan. I'm 20 years old.
I'm trying to think of a famous player that
I couldn't
20.
Think of...
Alan
yeah,
Houston?
That's what I was trying to figure out, too.
Alan Houston.
Yeah, great poll.
Oh, don't let Knicks fans hear you say that.
I said it was a great poll. They should be happy that we're even talking about the Knicks. This is not a Spike Lee joint. Okay, so next week is a double episode, which means we are picking two things for each thing. Or you can just pick one and hope that it shows up both times. What the reward will be, Thomas? That's a good way to phrase that sentence. You think they're going to win a boy?
We should obviously, like, I think for this, we're picking two things, and if they show up on either of them shows up on either episode, we're good.
Correct.
I'm going to say that they get a massage of some sort.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Some sort of spa thing. They've done that before.
Yeah. We'll say spa thing.
And then for food, have they done kebabs yet this year?
I don't think they have. I think they might have stopped doing kebabs after Joe was eliminated for not doing it.
Well, guess what? I think they're bringing him back. I'm saying kebabs.
Good answer. I think they're going to win a spot on Family Feud. Okay, just kidding. That was a joke. Don't take it seriously. My first guess...
I'm actually going to throw out a third one, which I think you'll be okay with once I say it. Go to a bar, and they get to watch the first 10 minutes of... the first 10 minutes of each episode in this double episode.
Oh, wow.
And Jeff keeps referring to them as his friend to the bartender.
I think that's a great idea.
I just want it to happen. We got to put that energy out there.
Definitely. My first guess for the reward will be... I have a reason for it. Cheese. Some sort of
good cheese. No, that's the kind of cheese Arsenio Hall would get mad about that you didn't tell him how good it was.
I don't know what you're referencing.
It's a good one.
I've never seen that. I've never seen the Chappelle show. I read David vs. Goliath, the story, before we started recording, and at one point, they mention cheese.
I'm sure. It was written.
That it was. So cheese, like specifically cheese, not like cheese on a burger, you know. My second thing will be... kebabs is a really good choice. No, but kebabs came later in Ko Rong, I remember. So maybe not. I want to say they're going somewhere. Where do they go? My guess is they're going somewhere. Oh, they went back to the beach. I get the point. Ribs?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, yeah. Who will receive the reward?
I am going to say...
Are there 10 people left?
10. I'm going to say Mike White is going to be one of the people that gets this.
I'm going to say Davey, who will win the immunity challenge necklace.
I'm going to say that Kara wins it.
I'm going to say that Gabby wins it.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't pick two people for the reward challenge. Whatever, who cares? The reward challenge is not important. But let's pick two immunity challenge winners. You said Kara, and I said Gabby. Who's your second person? There's two.
I meant Kara for immunity, if that wasn't clear. Okay, for second person for immunity, we're picking right now? Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Carl. Let's just say Carl wins.
You said so begrudgingly.
That wasn't like a Carl. It was like, I guess I have character. To pick someone.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say
my second person for a reward is going to be...
Okay, we're picking two we're people doing for that. A reward. Okay.
I'll say Angelina.
Oh! Coming around to the dark side. I like it. I... I'm going to say... I already forgot who I said originally. So I'll say Christian, I guess. So waiting on Gabby or Christian to turn on the other. It's fine. I don't think that's happening next episode. But once it does, somebody's getting a point. Okay. And finally, who are the two people getting voted out this week?
I think that Angelina is going to be voted out.
Good luck. Angelina will never leave the show. She's going to be on every single season from here on out. She's the perfect survivor player.
And then I'm going to say Gabby.
I hope you're wrong on both of those. I think it's going to be Alec and Carl.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Alec and Carl. Okay, Ponderosa time. It was fine. Dan talked to Elizabeth about being a parent. Did you know that Dan had children?
I did not know that.
It's, neither did I. They never mentioned that in the show. Then he and Jomo made an instruction video to, like, introduce people to the Brochachos, like, you've joined the club. He reveals in the video that Christian taught him the word ubiquitous. He's 28 years old. That's, I feel like, too old to not know that word.
I don't think Dan knows many four-syllable words, so... Just doing a public service to him.
No, I appreciate it. Okay, Thomas, now let's get into the challenge... Because this was the finale. More like the finally, am I right? Okay. So, before I tell you what happened in the final, I do want to tell you about this this elimination challenge that Cam and Kaylee won a couple weeks ago, because it was very good. So, they were going up against Kyle and Brad, and they had to climb... one person in from each team had to climb a very tall wall... and put pegs in the wall that each had numbers on them, like adding and subtracting. And by the time you got to the top of the wall, it had to, every peg in the wall had to equal 32. That had to be the total. So Kyle and Brad took an early lead because Cam realized it would be smarter to get all the necessary pegs before Kaylee started building the path.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that seems obvious, but the other team didn't do that. So Brad reaches the top first, but their math was wrong. And then once Kaylee made it to the top on the first try, the math was perfect, so they won. And it's a very good elimination, and I can't wait for next season just to see how well Cam does. She's the only person I care about on this show anymore. That's it. That was that elimination. Okay, now let's get into the final. It was bad. Everybody says it's the worst final.
Wow, that bad, huh?
Yeah. Every team gets a grenade at the beginning of the challenge.
I mean, it sounds like we're off to a great start here.
Yeah.
TJ's like, guys, only one of you will be leaving this challenge alive.
Throw grenades at each other. Then, okay, so the grenade gives... whoever they play it on, a severe disadvantage at any stage in the final, whatever. During the second stage, everybody has to stand on a small platform together. Kara and Marie drop out very early, meaning they get a 10-minute penalty to their final time. They also have been doing this thing in recent seasons where they just add up the times of everybody, and then TJ's like, you won, which I don't like.
No, I don't either.
Seems like there's too much room for producer interference, and I don't like that. Like, climb a fucking mountain.
Yeah, it's also, yeah, it's less interesting.
That's so much more rewarding.
Than to just show someone crossing the finish line. There's not, like, a triumphant moment. It's just like, all right, we're done. I guess we have to wait to see who wins. Yeah.
So the other three teams stood on their platforms for over 5 hours. Polly came up with a plan to get the other two teams to leave, promising that whoever went first, they would not use their grenade on them. Joss asked him to swear on his family, and he did. And Natalie swore on, quote, everything she loved. So that's something. So Sylvia and Joss take the deal and take a 5-minute penalty to their final time. Ashley and Hunter follow, taking a 2.5-minute penalty. Then, during the food-eating portion, Ashley and Hunter use their grenade on Joss and Sylvia. During the last segment of the final, they have to cross hot coals. Like, not even 10 feet worth of hot coals. That was the final stage of this challenge. Which, like, yeah, that's, like, gonna be painful, but it's not hard to do. Like, everybody knows that's not a difficult thing to do if you do it right. If they use the grenade, the team has to have their ankles locked, and then they get 30 keys to unlock them. They have to find the right key. Polly and Natalie have their grenade still, as do Kara and Marie. Natalie tells Polly that if they don't use their grenade on Sylvia and Joss, that they will win. She is right. He doesn't want to, though, because, you know, he swore on his family. But she finally convinces him to. Then Marie wants to use theirs on Hunter and Ashley, but Kara refuses to agree to that. So, Kara and Marie take fourth place. Polly and Natalie take third place, meaning their grenade did not help them at all. Because then, with 40 seconds between the two, Sylvia and Joss take second place, meaning Ashley and Hunter win. I'm annoyed. Joss and Sylvia should have won. Okay, so they get $1 million to split, and they've been keeping track of each teammate's individual time, like in Rivals 3 when Bananas...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Did that. Ashley beat Hunter and decided to take all the money.
Cool.
Yeah, she says that Hunter belittled her and insulted her all season. He slut-shamed her and threatened her family. Also, remember when she quit on Champs vs. Pros because her dad had either just died or was very close to death? So that's a cool thing for
him to say. Oh boy, I didn't realize all this was happening. Well, good that she took the money.
Yeah. I mean, she's not a great person either, but she's better than Hunter for sure. He denies that he said anything, but they play a clip of him talking in the bedroom with some people, and he says, if that fucking slut keeps me from $500,000, I'm coming for her family. Like, that's on video. You could see that he said that. This was also, like, the night after he slept with Kyle. Or not he, Ashley slept with Kyle. Hunter and Ashley were exes. And Hunter feels like, because she's a lady, that he deserves her or something. That's how it came across. Anyway, Hunter sucks. As you might expect, he did not take this news well. He yells at her, called her a bitch, and screamed at everyone to get his shoes back. So, fuck that guy.
I mean, I understand why you would be mad, but yeah, he sucks.
Well, yeah, of course, but also he
Yeah, like, maybe sucks. If you yeah. hadn't been a giant asshole the whole season, you wouldn't have to worry about this.
Yeah. Like, be cool to people. That's the message from the challenge. That's what all of TJ's shirts say. It's just be cool to each other. The reunion is next week and is hosted by Dolph Ziggler.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Apparently they couldn't get the Miz. Okay, so Thomas, I am sending you something in the mail. Because somebody wanted to go back to Michigan yesterday and not stop by my house so I could give you a gift. Whatever. It's fine. We have a mail service in this country. It should get to you by the next recording. I want you to open it.
I don't get to open it right when I get it?
No, I want you to wait, because I want your reaction on the podcast. Oh,
all right, then.
It's something I think you're going to like.
Oh,
it's that thing you really like. What if I just send you an empty box?
Why do you need to cure a surprise reaction? It's the thing that you get me every year. That thing that I like.
Yes. We have a new hashtag. It's Megan Wants a Million. I don't think Megan Hauserman is on Twitter, though. So we might need to change it in the future. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want a million.
Yeah, come on now.
She used to have a show called Megan Wants a Millionaire. It was canceled too soon for fair reasons. But Survivor will never die. And Megan still wants that million. I'm sure she hasn't gotten it yet. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Scheidel. Thomas.
You can follow me at Tom.
Also, our friends Sahana and Kat have a new podcast where they read through the Twilight books. It's very fun, and I would highly suggest it. It's called Twilight Summer Book
Club.
You should
subscribe to that. They're two very nice, funny ladies.
You can review us on Apple Podcasts, where you are required to give us 5 stars. Sorry,
it's mandatory.
That's the rules. There are only 2 rules to DYWSLN, and they are, you can't pick Allison to win the whole
rules.
Thing. And you gotta give us 5 stars. If you're listening to this right now, 5 stars on podcasts. Give us 5 stars
please.
On podcasts, please. We've only got a few episodes of David vs. Goliath left, and this is a David podcast. By the end of the season, I want to be a Goliath podcast. And we've only got a few weeks left to do that, so
Step it up, guys.
Start spreading the word. Okay, I think that'll do it for them. Okay. Got anything else you want to talk about, Thomas?
Nope, bye.
Have a great summer.
Deuces.
I used to think that I should watch TV.